For some attending the meeting, it felt like Boulder City Council was taking a better late than never approach to stop the spread of monster-sized homes, while others wondered what on earth had created such a sense of urgency that construction of homes over 3,500 square feet needed to be halted through an emergency ordinance.
My name is Tim Ryan. I've lived in Boulder for 30 years. And even with all the craziness I've seen coming from City Council over the past 20 years, this one is pretty shocking to me. To declare this an emergency, I think, is an insult to the actual emergencies this community does face.
Hi, Marie Adams, Adams Circle. I'm here in support of this ordinance. These larger homes are making Boulder become a community for the privileged and the affluent.
How to limit the spread of McMansions came up during a council study session last month when some members expressed concern about scrape-offs that deplete neighborhoods of smaller, more affordable homes and instead produce mega houses, some with a resident in place for only a few weeks each month. Councilmember Sam Weaver suggested a few bad apples are spoiling the barrel.
That there are people in the building trades whose practices are not serving the community well. In other words, who are totally speculators and who are often not even members of the community. And they're the ones that are not building to serve people who are currently in the community, but often people who are coming from outside.
Since 2010, the median size of new homes replacing scrape-offs in Boulder is over 5,000 square feet. Councilmember Mary Young worries that trend is destroying a sense of community in her Boulder neighborhood, and one local citizen agreed.
And that's actually the biggest fear that I have, is that we won't have any community. And I think that's probably why a lot of us are here, is for community.
Hi, Kurt Nordbeck. What sort of sent me over the top for this was seeing a house that was being constructed in North Boulder that's 7,000 square feet and list price $5.5 million. To me, that is completely antithetical to all of the city's goals and values and ethics.
Other public speakers said they feared what a sudden moratorium might mean for their homes and property, and that the moratorium was too much too soon.
My name's Arlette Kerrigan. I was born and raised in Boulder. We love our open lands. We love our views. We love our homes. We plan for our children to have security and homes that they love, and we depend, the taxpayers depend on the values that they have of their homes, and this seems like you just want to take that away.
Hi, I'm Kate Ricklin. This doesn't feel like an emergency. You told us you've been working this for 36 hours. The details were posted online about 24 hours ago. I don't think that most of the community who's interested in this even knew this was happening.
In the end, council agreed with the speaker, deciding against an immediate moratorium, fearing what it could do to houses already in the pipeline. But for longtime Councilmember Lisa Morzell, who proposed the moratorium, the issue isn't likely to be abandoned. A 40-year resident of Boulder, Morzell grew emotional talking about aggressive developers and realtors who purchase every available property in Boulder and leave behind McMansions that change a neighborhood forever.
I think we want to work with the community, and that is why we want to have a process. But if we don't do something pretty quickly, we will have a community, and maybe we already do, of just the very much haves, and then the serfs who have no opportunity.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.